We begin with the Mishnah on the very bottom of 108. We begin on the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. We're dealing with the seven times that Admon issued rulings that the sages did not agree with. Okay, Haposek Mos Lachasano. Next case. A fellow promised money to his son-in-law. He was trying to encourage a guy to marry his daughter. And he promised to the fellow, "You marry my daughter, I'm going to give a lot of money. I'll give 10 years of support so that you can learn in Kola." So the son-in-law did a kiddushin because he thought he was going to get 10 years of support. And then he's about to do the nisuin. Upashat lo esaregel. The father-in-law gives him a foot. In other words, the father-in-law says, "I don't have the money. I'm bankrupt. I don't want to give you the money. I'm not giving it to you. You know, you see the dirt on my foot. That's what you're getting." So now this son-in-law feels, that's a mekachtos. It wasn't fair. I only got involved in this with this family because there was a promise of 10 years of support. Now there's not going to be any support. So I'm going to try to put pressure to get that support. Teishev at Chital ben Rosha. So the Chachamim say, he's right. He can make her sit until her hair turns white. In other words, he can refuse to go ahead with Nisuin because the money that was promised is not forthcoming. And she can't come back at him and say, "Well, if you're not doing the Nisuin, you need to give me a get." "No, I don't have to give you a get. You're not doing your part. You're not doing what you promised. I don't owe you a get." So she says, "I'm going to be stuck now as an aguna." Right, so she'll be stuck, and he can do that. That's according to the Chachamim. Admon Omer, and here Admon says, "Yechol lehi shetomar." She can say the following: "Ilu ani pasakti la'atzmi eishevat shetal ben roshi." If I would have been the one who promised money, if I would have promised 10 years of support, and now I'm the one who's not coming through with that, so then you could say that I did something wrong, and I should sit and wait. But achshav she'ava pasak. But I never promised this money. My father promised the money. Mani yichol lasos. Why is that my fault? Why should I be the one who's sitting and suffering when it's my father who promised the money? Therefore, oknos, either you just let go of that promise and you do nisuin and marry me. You don't want to do the full-fledged nisuin? Optor, so let me free. Give me my ksup, give me my get. I'm Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said, Ro'ani es divrei Admon. I agree with Admon that here where the father made the promise and the father is not fulfilling it, we're not going to say, "Oh, therefore the husband has a right to leave this woman in limbo." No. On the contrary, she can say, "It's not my fault. It's my father's fault. So you can't leave me in limbo. Either you go ahead and do a nisuin, or you give a get." Says the Gemara, "Mas nisin." Our Mishnah, to Loki Hai Tana, is not like the following Tana. The following Tana had a different version of what Admon and the Chachamim said, or where Admon and the Chachamim disagreed. The Tanya learned in a Brai, some Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo nechleku Admon v'chachamim ala posek mos l'chasano." Admon and Chacham did not argue in the case of the Mishnah. If there's a man who promises money to his son-in-law, and then when it's time to start paying, he stretches out his foot, he goes bankrupt, he doesn't pay it, then everyone agrees, she says, "Abba pasak alai, my father made this promise on my behalf. But mani yichol lasos, what could I do about it? It was out of my control." And then you need to either do nisuin or you need to give me a get, and she would be the winning, you know, position. Alma nechleku, where was there an argument between Admon and the Chachamim? Al shepaska hi atzma, when she has been the one who made the promise from her own money. Chachamim say, well, if she put herself into this situation, so the husband's entitled to say, listen, I was marrying you because of what you promised me. Now you don't want to give it? So I'm not going to go ahead until you give me what you promised. You say you want to get. I'm not even going to give a get either. I'm waiting for what I was promised. And Teshuvat Shetal Ben Rosha, the husband can make her sit until her hair turns white, make her stay stuck in limbo until she gets older. And in that case, Admon Omer, Admon says, even there the husband is forced to give a get. Yechola Hisha Tomar, she can say, it's true that I promised it, but that was Kisvura Nisha, but no sin alike, because I was under the impression my father would pay out that which I was promising. But Achshav Shein Abba, no sin alike, but now that I see that my father is not going to give the money, he's poshed as haregel, he's giving a foot, he's saying, here's some dirt. So, mani yechol lasos, what could I do? Oh, kenos, oh, pitor. You can either do an nisuin, or you can give me a get.
Does it make a difference between her being a minor or adult right now?
We're going to see that in a second.
Okay.
I'm a Rebbe Gamliel, and then the Brisa continues. Rebbe Gamliel says, Roa ani es divrei Admon. I agree with Admon that even where she herself was the one who said, I'm going to give you the money, and now the money's not forthcoming, she can tell the husband, when I said I was going to give you the money, I meant my father was going to give you the money. I thought my father was going to bail me out. Now that he's not bailing me out, it's not my fault, and therefore you need to give me a get if you don't want to marry me. And that's in fact the right thing, according to Rebbe Gamliel. Tana, we were taught in another Tana taught us in a Braisa, Bamedvarim Amurim. When do we have this idea of Admon, this radical idea, that even when she said, I'm going to give you the money, she can later demand a get when the money is not forthcoming? Bigdola. When she said, I'm going to give you the money, and her commitment was a real commitment, because she was a gedola, Aval Biktana. But if she was a minor, and as a minor she said, I'm going to give you the money, then Kofin, then we force. Kofin Laman, who do we force? Ilei Mula'av, we're going to say we force the father to pay out the money. Ipcha Miboilit, should be the opposite. If an adult made a commitment, then that's a lasting commitment that the father should also have to fulfill. But if a minor made a commitment, then not. Elam Rabba, so rather Rabba said, Kofin Laba'al Litain Get. We force the husband to give a get when the commitment was made by a woman who is an adult. Amr of Yitzchak ben Elazar, Mishmei de Chizkia. Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar said in the name of Chizkia, Kol makom shama Rabban Gamliel, ro ani es divrei Admon. Any case in halachic literature where we have Rabban Gamliel saying, I agree with Admon, halacha kemosa, that means halacha is like Admon. Amar lei, so Rava said to Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar, I'm sorry, Amar lei Rava of Nachman, so Rava said to Rav Nachman, afilu bebraisa, would Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar say this, even when it's only in a braisa that Rabban Gamliel says halacha is like Admon, it's not in a Mishnah? Amar lei, so he said yes. Mi karmina b'mishnah? Did I say that in whenever Rabban Gamliel says something in a Mishnah that it's like Admon, halacha is like Admon? B'chol makom shama Rabban Gamliel karmina. I said that wherever Rabban Gamliel says halacha is like Admon, halacha is like Admon. So Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiyah. Reb Zeira says in the name of Rabba Bar Yirmiyah, Shnei Dvarim Shamar Hanan, the two things that Hanan said, Halacha ki yotzei bo, Halacha is similar to it. Shiva Dvarim Shamar Admon, the seven things that Admon said, Ein halacha kiyotze bo. Halacha is not similar to it. Malcolm, what is he saying? Is he saying halacha is like him? Halacha is not like him? He should just say then halacha is like him, halacha is not like him. What do you mean? Halacha is like him, similar to it. Halacha is not like him, similar to it. What's that talking about? If you're going to say what he meant to say is the following. Shnei dvarim shamar chanan, the two things that we learned in the Mishnah said chanan said. Halacha kim oso, halacha is like him. V'kayotze bo.
What does that mean, halacha is like him?
Halacha follows him, that he's correct.
Oh, he's correct.
It's saying that halacha is like Hanan in his two issues, and halacha is like the person who agrees with Hanan in his two issues. The Shiva Dvarim Shamar Atmon. But the seven things that Atmon said, Ein halacha kayotze bo velo, Ein halacha kimosa velo kayotze bo. Halacha is not like him, nor like the one who agrees with him. In other words, halacha is not like Atmon, and it's not like Rabban Gamliel who said halacha is like Atmon. We just got through learning from Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, the name of Chizkiyah, that Kamakam Shamar Rabban Gamliel Rovani is Tivri Admon. Halacha Kim also. Wherever you find Rabban Gamliel saying, I agree with Admon, then halacha is like Admon, even when Rabban Gamliel said it in a Braisa. So, Elas, or rather, this is what it meant. Shnei Dvarim Shamar Hanan. Two things that Hanan said. Halacha kimoso v'kayotze bo. Halacha is like him and like the one who agrees with him. Shiva devarim sha'amar admon. But the seven things Admon said, ein halacha kayotze bo. Halacha is not like the person who agrees with Admon. In other words, it's not like Rabban Gamliel who agreed with him in one case. But rather, hakimoso halacha bekulu. But rather, the law follows him in all cases. And halacha is not like the one who agrees with Rabban Gamliel, who only agreed in three situations. But halacha is like Admon in all seven cases.
What is the halacha at the end of the day, Rabbi?
We got a little more to the
end. Well, right now it sounds like halacha is like Admon.
Meaning that he has to fulfill his promise?
No, that he shouldn't get out.
Okay. She could get out. Okay.
Force.
So one second, but is this so? I've Amr Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar Mishmei de Chizkia. I'm sorry. I've Amr Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar Mishmei de Chizkia. But didn't Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar say the name of Chizkia? Come, Malkum Shavu Rabban Gamliel, Roa Anias Tivri Admon. In all those places where Rabban Gamliel says, I agree with Admon, Halacha Kimoso, Halacha's like him. That implies, Amarit, if Rabban Gamliel said that he agrees with Admon, then we agree with Admon. But lo Amar lo, but in those cases where Rabban Gamliel didn't say he agrees with Admon, then we don't agree with Admon. Elo Sarather, Achigam, this is what it means to be, say. Shnei Dvarim Shamar Hanan. The two things that Hanan said. Halacha kimoso v'kayotze bo. Halacha's like him and like Rabbi Yonas. Rav Yochanan and Zakkai, who agreed with him. Shiva Dvarim Shamar Admon, but about the seven things that Admon said, Yesh Mehen Shalacha Kimoso, about some of them Halacha is like him, V'kayotze bo, and like the one who agrees with him, V'yesh Mehen Shein Halacha Kimoso. And then there are cases when the Halacha is not like him, Elakayotze bo, but rather like the one who normally followed him or normally agreed with him. So, b'chol makom shavu Rabban Gamliel roa anias tivri Admon, halacha kimoso. In the three cases where Rabban Gamliel says he agrees with Admon, then halacha is like Admon. Inachlo, but in the four cases where we don't have Rabban Gamliel saying he agreed with Admon, halacha is not like Admon. Next Mishnah, another case of a law from Admon.
But Rabbi, before you go further, you know, I know a family that same thing happened recently, but he got married, and he wouldn't allow the father-in-law to see the grandchildren. He says, you know, you have to pay what you promised. till you see the grandson, you know, and he, this way he forced the father-in-law to pay
what he had promised.
Yeah. Okay, so then, you know, they could see the grandchild.
Yeah.
With the, in sad. Israel, this happened.
Sad. Yeah. Next case. Ha'orer al asada. Let's say Shimon is on a field. And Reuven comes and says, hey, that's my field. It's my field. You're not entitled to be there. It's my field. Who chasam aleh be'eit? Shimon says, what do you mean it's your field? I bought this field from Levi. And when I bought it from Levi, I went and paid Levi money. And then I, you know, executed a contract. You're one of the edim on that contract. You're one of the witnesses on that contract. You're testifying that I am entitled to it. Because you signed that I bought it from Levi. But you falsely testified. If it was not Levi's to sell, if it was really yours, you should have said, I'm not involved here. You signed that it's mine. So Admon Omer, Admon says, no. Shimon can say back to Reuven, I signed, but that was really not... I didn't mean what I signed. I signed because I could have an easier time dealing with you than dealing with the guy who used to be here. Dealing with Levi. Levi's a bandit. He's a tough guy. Really, he's not entitled to be on the field. It's my field. But for me to fight with him, I can't. I'd be overwhelmed. He's too big a bully. So he wanted to sell to you. I said, okay, good. I'm going to go along with the ruse that he's selling to you. I signed that you bought it. But now, really, you had no right to buy it because it wasn't his to sell. And now I want it back because it was all stolen. In, of sorts. But it's believable. He can say, Asheni Nochli, you, the second one, are easier for me to deal with. Harishon Kashemen, the first one was harder to deal with. However, Chachamim, the sages disagree. They say, even if he signs a contract where Levi sells it to Reuven, that's it. He loses his ability to claim that it was always his, and Reuven can't be there, and Levi shouldn't have been there. He testified not like that. I saw Simon Leachem. But what happens if... it wasn't that he had signed... a deed of sale on this field, but what he had signed was a deed of sale on another field, where this field is being used as a marker, right? So I come and I say, Reuven, get off of my field. Reuven says, Zef, this isn't your field. Yeah, it is. It's my field. You were never entitled to be here. I mean, it's your field. Look at the following contract. I sold the field next to it. Mm-hmm. And when I sold the field next to it, I said, you know what the field, you know which field you're buying? The field that to the left has me, Reuven's field, and to the right has Shimon's field, and to the north has Yankel's field, and to the south has Beryl's field. And one of the people who signed was Zev. If you're going to say you signed a document because you wanted to deal with me, fine. But here you're signing a document not where it's enabling you to deal with me. I was already in this field. You didn't sign the document of my purchase of the field. You're signing the document where, in a document, you testified that the next field is next to my field. Next to Reuven's field. You signed a document which delineated the next field with this field, and it identified this field as Reuven's field. If you really believed, and if you're right, that it's your field, Zev, you should have protested. I can't write that the field next to this one is Reuven's field. It's my field. You should have said something. You didn't say it, so that means you were admitting that it's not yours. So I saw similarly acher, if the field in question had been made into a marker, into a sign for some other field, and Zev, who is claiming that this field is really his, has signed that, Ibidis Chuso, then everybody agrees he lost his rights, because he basically has admitted that it wasn't his field. Amr Abaye said, Lo Shanu Elo Eid, This discussion is when we talk about where he signed as a witness. Aval Dayan, but if he signed as a judge that the signatures of the witnesses are credible, that he knows their handwriting, he validated the shtar. Lo ibed es zechuso. Then he hasn't lost his rights. The Tani Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya taught, Eina edim chos min al hashtar elim kein kra'uhu. Witnesses can't sign a document unless they read the document. They have to know what it is that they're testifying about. So we can say, that's what the Chacham say, we can tell this witness, you can tell Zev, you signed a document where you sold it. Avalad Dayanim, or where it was sold. Avalad Dayanim Chosmin, but judges, they can always sign Afbi Shalom Karu even though they didn't read the document, because they're just signing that they know these witnesses are credible. So they can sign. Then the Gemara said, "Asa simen liacher." But if the signature is not on a shtar mechira of this field, the signature is about a shtar mechira of a different field, and this field was made into a marker to delineate that field, and he signed it with the identifying of this marker field as Reuven's field. So then he's surrendering his rights. So Rabbi Abai said, "Lo shtar liacher." That's true if what he was signing was in order to enable somebody else to have the field that he was buying delineated. Aval la'atzmo, but if he signed a document delineating a field for himself because he wants to buy it, right? So let's say I bought the field next to this one that I'm complaining about. And in that deed of sale, it said that that field is delineated by this field, which is Reuven's field. And now I come back to Reuven. I say, you know what? That field that we wrote about, that it was the border of the next field that I bought, really, that's not your field. It's really my field. You really had no right to be there. You got it from Levi. Levi had stolen it from me. You had no right to be there. So he says, what do you mean I have no right to be there? You yourself signed on a document where it was identified as my field and you didn't protest. So I could tell him, I'll tell you why I signed. You know what? If I wouldn't have signed that it was your field, you would never have sold me the field next to it, which is what I was looking to buy. What are you going to say? I should have gone to some witnesses and said, listen, I'm issuing a disclaimer. I'm signed on a document saying that the field next to this one is Reuven's, but it's really not Reuven's, it's really mine. You know what? Chavra chavrisle. If I were to issue a disclaimer, your friend has a friend who has a friend, the chavra chavrisle, the friend of your friend has a friend, and you know what? You're going to find out, and you're never going to sell me the field that I want to buy. So I only signed it because I was looking to buy the field next to it, but really I'm not admitting that I wasn't entitled to it. Really, I was entitled to it, and therefore he can claim and get it back. And in fact, Hahud Asa Simon Li'achar. There was a story. There was a guy who made the field that's going to come into question a sign to delineate another field, which he was selling. And then there was a claim where Zev said, hey, that field in question, that's really mine. And then Vishachit, and the person who was Ma'arir, passed away. Fukim Aputrapa. So what did Beis Din have to do? They appointed a lawyer to represent the interests of the orphans. They appointed an Aputrapas, an executive of the estate. Us Aputrapas Lakame de Abaye. The Aputrapas came in front of Abaye. Amarle, so Abaye said, sorry. I saw simile achibidaschuso. If the fellow had signed that this field is a marker for another field, and he had identified the field as Reuven's field, the Mishnah says everybody agrees that he lost his rights to the field. Amar. So the lawyer was a good lawyer. He said like this. If the father of the orphans was alive, Havatani would have claimed, and he would have said the following. You're right, I signed that field was a marker. And I signed that, you know, the border of field B is the field of Reuven. So you see that he himself said that it's the field of Reuven. But what he meant was just one strip, one furrow. The furrow on the right is Reuven's, but the rest of it doesn't belong to Reuven. As Rashi says, Tlem Echad, Manis Amachresha, Alpne Kola Sadesh Machar, Hodisi Lo. The furrow of the plow along the field that he's selling, I was admitting that was his. Bein sadeh zu shani orer, and that furrow is between the field that I'm demanding is back, that I'm saying is really mine. Uveinosa shemachar, and between the field that he sold. Alosa telem, for that furrow, kasav he wrote, meitzar ploni shali. He wrote the boundary, the following boundary is mine. The chasamti al ashtar, I signed that boundary is it. Velo machis, I didn't protest. But the field is not his. Amar lei, Sabaye said, Shapir kamarta. If that's your claim, you do win. Amar Reb Yochanan, because Reb Yochanan taught, even though the Mishnah said that if the Me'orer, the guy who's protesting and claiming it's really his field, is found signed on a shtar, on a document where that field that he's protesting about was used to delineate, to show a spot. Imtan v'amar, if he said, tell him echad asisi l'cha, I'm only, you know, agreeing on one line, on one furrow as the delineation. Nemani is believed about that. So, okay. So you, the executor, are, you know, you have proofs that it used to belong to the guy who died. You have witnesses or whatever other things, deeds of sale. You can go get the field back. But zil havle mias tlem echad. At least you have to give Reuven one furrow, because you're at least admitting to that one furrow was Reuven's, because otherwise what's the delineation? Have Allah, on that one furrow there was richba de dikla, a row of date palms grafted one onto the other. So it was a good furrow to have. It was a furrow that's producing a lot of income. Amalei. So again, the lawyer made the following claim. Iav avu on the asmakayam. If the father of the orphans, who we know is trying to get this field back, would have been alive, have a ton v'amar, he would have turned around and said like this, Chazarti v'lokachti mimenu. Yes, I signed that the field that was being sold was delineated by Reuven's field. But I didn't really mean Reuven's field, I only meant Reuven's border. That the border was Reuven's. But after I signed that, I bought back those date trees. Amalei Sabaye said, Shapir Kamarta. Good claim. Amar Reb Yochanan, because Reb Yochanan said, Imtan v'yamar, Chazalti v'lekachtiv mimenu. If a person claimed, I went back, and I took it back from him, I repurchased it, Neman is believed. Amar Abaye said, anybody who's looking for a lawyer, who's looking for someone to make claims on his behalf, nokim ki hai, he should find a lawyer like this one. He knows how to be very, very creative, thorough, and insistent on trying to find the benefits and trying to advance the interests of the Yesomim, of the orphans.
Remember, he must have provided evidence that he owned that field, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, must have had strong evidence.
That he did not relinquish his right by being a witness. That's really
correct. He must have had witnesses, documents, and all sorts of good stuff.
But they didn't put surveys into their stars those days. So they said from here to there to there to there. There was no dimension.
Land survey?
The land survey.
I think they were delineated by the neighbors, you know, up to... So David's field is on the right, and Shimon's field is on the left, and Reuben's field is in the middle.
And Reuben could come and say, the middle part is mine. So, you know, if
it would have to be in the document. It would have to say what it was.
For the actual original transaction to happen, there should have been, the Beis Din should have had witnesses, so those witnesses really weren't, the Beis Din didn't do the chakira right on these witnesses, because these guys are obviously biased. They have skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So in the original sale, potentially should have been reversed because the witnesses on the original transaction were not valid witnesses.
Person can have skin in the game, but if I'm testifying against my interest, I'm believed.
So the bottom note talks about the pesha asar, the pesha hitzer, that if he talked about it, then he's that principle applies.
Yeah, if we only know that he's involved because he told us, certainly we would believe him.
I know, but how about if they testify against themselves because of blackmailing? You know,
they would have to come to court and try to prove that. We would look into it for sure. Next Mishnah, Misha Halach Medina Sayyam. Let's say I have a field, and to get to my field, I have to go through Roger's field. So everybody knows that I have a right of way through Roger's field. I have some path to get to my field. Then I go to Medina Sayyam. Now we don't know where that path is anymore by the time I come back. Now we knew I had a path, we just don't know where it is. Roger says, I don't want you walking through my field. So, Admon Omer Yelech Lo B'Ktzara. Admon says, we know I had a path. So I can take a path, but it has to be the shortest possible path because Mamotz Mechaber Al Varaya. I have to take more land. I'd have to prove I'm entitled to more land. So therefore, the presumption is against me. I can only take a small path. Chachamim Omer, the sages say, Yikne lo derech b'meya mana. Sorry. Now he needs to buy a new path. Pay 100 money to get a new path. Doesn't want to pay anymore. Doesn't want to pay new monies. Yifrach ba'avir, let him fly. Let him fly in the air. That's the Gemara. That's the mission. Says the Gemara. Well, we'll see. It's not so simple if we're talking about a case of one owner. My time of the Rabbanan. What's the logic of the Rabbanan? I understand. Shapir kamar adma. If it's what I said, that, you know, Roger has fields that surround my field, the only way to get to my field is through Roger's fields. I used to have a path because I have this field. We just don't know where it was. So I should take the smallest path. So I'm Rav Yudam Arav, it's a different case. Kagonchi kifua arba bnei adam me arba rucho seha. I have a field. To get to my field, I have to walk through some other field. But on each side, there's a different guy who owns a field. On one side, there is Reuven. The other side, there's Shimon. The other side, there's Levi. The other side, there's Yehuda. And then in the middle of those four fields, there's Zev's field. So now Zev comes back. He said, I don't remember where my path was. Reuven, I need now have a path to walk through your field. He said, no, your path used to be with Levi. I go to Levi. Levi, I don't remember what my path was. No, your path used to be with Yehuda. I go to Yehuda, your path used to be with Shimon. Each one says it wasn't with me. So now, Motzim Mechaber all of Arai, I need to prove something to be able to take property. I can't prove it. So that's why the Chachamim say, I have to either buy a new path or fly. So if that's the case, Yachi, my time of the Admon. So why would Admon say I'm entitled to take a path, but it has to be the shortest path? So I'm a Rava. So Rava said, we're talking like in this case. Barbadasu. If there would be four fields now, four owners of four fields, Mikoach Arban, there used to be four owners of four fields, or Arba Adasa Mikoachad, it used to be one person owned all four fields, but now four people own these fields, Then everybody agrees. The matzumat chile. Then each of the four owners could say, no, you go to the other guy. Ki pligi, where's the Argentine admin l'chachamim? There were four fields. And when there were four fields, I certainly had a path in one of these fields, four different owners. And now that I come back from my trip, there's only one owner who bought up all four plots. Admon Savar, Admon says, I can tell him, listen, one of the plots that you bought used to have my path. So now I'm entitled to the path. You know, I had a path. I'm entitled to a path. Now I'll take the smallest one. Rabbanan Savi, where's the Rabbanan say like this? Ishatkit, shatkit. If you're quiet and you don't ask for a path, so fine. We don't have to do anything for you. Vilo, but if not, you're demanding a path. Madrina shtarlam arayu. I could just reverse the deal. I could give back the four fields to the four owners and get my cash back. And vevelo matzis lishtayu yedina bahadayu. Then you're not going to be able to win because then each one is going to say, not me, it's the next guy. And therefore, you are going to lose. Hahu, there was a guy. Tamaluhu dikla lebrat. He was dying. He said, the date tree I'm giving as a gift to my daughter. And he died. Azul yasmi, the orphans went. Palaglinichse, they divided up his property. Veloyavu la dikla. He didn't give the date tree to his daughter. So Rav Yosef lemeimar. So Rav Yosef thought to say, Hainu masnisin. That's the Mishnah. That she's going to say, I want the date tree. Each one will say, get it from the next guy. Get it from the next one. Mm-hmm. Amalei Abayis. Abayis said, me dummy, what's the comparison? Awesome. When we have the fields, kolchad v'chad matzi matchule. Each one can say, not by me. Go to the next one. Achla dikla gabayuhu. But here, the obligation of giving the date tree was on all of them. Therefore, they have to give the date tree. So, what should they be doing? They should give her the date tree. And they should go back and redivide the property of their father.
She gets the date tree.